This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week. This week, it's Sun Mother.
If you don't want to let yourself down,
Loud and Local Band of the Week, Sun Mother. You want to find out how to get their music? Well, Steve's right there with you.
Got a few songs out already. It's all one person. He's a multi-talented instrumentalist, producer, songwriter, also working with a great rapper as well. Kobe Child, Sun Mother. That's who it is.
You loving the local music, you're going to love Loud and Local on Sunday nights on The Rock. It starts at 8 o'clock and it's 2 hours of all local music with great bands like Sun Mother. Weekend. Happy Friday, everyone. Well, it's almost the weekend.
I mean, you still got to do your stuff on Friday. Unless you don't, then you don't have to worry about it.
Well, I like how you argue with yourself. We don't have to say a thing.
Well, I really wasn't arguing. I was just kind of sussing everything out as we go along.
Yeah. Just letting us a little peek inside his inner thoughts.
Yeah, I really don't really. We never asked for it. Really don't know if I liked what I saw.
All right, fine. Let's just get to our contestant today. We got Chris in Tacoma. Chris, are you there?
Hola.
Hola. All right, Steve, get out of here. Goodbye. For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
When Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, how many NBA championships did he win?
7?
No.
6?
6, yes. Who played the title character in the 2007 movie Ghost Rider?
Nicolas Cage.
Yes. Canis lupus is better known as what animal?
Wolf.
Yes. How many stripes does the Adidas logo have?
3.
Yes. In The Hobbit, how many dwarves show up at Bilbo's house?
1?
No.
2?
No.
3?
No. What year of the late 2010s did Chuck Berry pass away?
7, 8, 9.
No. No, no. In the Harry Potter books, what name is given to non-magicians?
Muggle.
Yes. Which Renaissance man invented the parachute?
Leonardo da Vinci?
Yes. Whole Foods is owned by which mega company?
Amazon.
Yes. How many pawns does each player have at the start of a chess game?
10?
No.
11?
No. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Ooh, there we go. Not bad.
Nope, not bad. And a little bit of wiggle room there
and
for Steve.
You keep asking that Hobbit question, and Steve will never get it right, so it's always a freebie for any fan.
Have I asked this question before?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I've asked this question before.
Oh, yeah. I specifically remember that number, and I'm like, oh, I swore I'd remember the number, and I'm like, I can't remember the number now. I
oh, okay.
Remember.
Yeah. See, well, then it's still a good question. I can keep using it then. All right,
fine. Steve's not going to get it.
Until he does. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
When Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, how many NBA championships did he win?
6.
Yes. What? Who played the title character in the 2007 movie Ghost Rider?
Oh, great movie. Nicolas Cage.
Wow, yes. Canis Lupus is better known as what animal?
Canine.
No.
Dog.
No.
Giraffe.
No.
That's it.
How many stripes does the Adidas logo have?
3.
Yes. In The Hobbit, how many dwarves show up at Bilbo's house?
Bilbo.
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 6?
No.
4?
No.
5?
No.
9?
No.
What year of the late
20...
No. What year of the late 2010s
None.
Did... No. What year of the late 2010s did Chuck Berry pass away?
2007?
No.
2008?
No.
2010?
No.
2009?
No. In which
2010s.
Late 2010s?
Oh my god!
Yeah,
you did it. In the Harry Potter books, what name is given to non-magicians?
Hello, you're a wizard, Harry.
Stupid. Oh, Dumbledore's?
No.
Hogwarts?
No.
Vigglypuffs?
No. And Steve?
Wow.
Yeah, fell apart there. You lose 7-3.
Good job, wow. Chris.
I didn't hear your question properly.
Yeah, I can tell there.
Well, hopefully you can hear.
I guess 29.
maybe you'll hear this properly.
Oh,
nope. He took off his headphones.
Off. Wow. Don't hear anything.
Wow.
Not listening.
I just hear Bev.
Oh yeah,
that's all I hear.
Wow, what a sore loser! I listen to every stupid victory song you ever play.
Crystal clear.
Yeah. Every stupid victory song you play, I listen to. Boy, oh boy, what a sore loser.
I'm more mad at myself than anything.
Yeah. Well, I can appreciate that.
Which is awkward because Chris did the same thing. He did the same guessing, basically, as everything you said as well. When
with
I
what?
Said late 2010s.
Oh, he went 2009?
Yeah, he said 7, 8, 9 as well. So
we share the same brain.
Exactly, but he answered more questions correctly.
Yeah, so maybe not the same brain.
He knew Canis Lupus is a wolf.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He'll accept it.
Yeah. he also knew that in the Harry Potter books, muggles are the non-magicians.
You wouldn't know that, but your wife is very upset with you about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad she's not listening right now.
Yeah.
Does anybody know how many dwarves show up at Bilbo's house?
I'm going to basically ask why I should know that number. Is there a reason why I should know that number?
They stated in The Hobbit.
Is it 2 or 3?
No, it's more than that.
Dang it.
That's what I mean. I mean, it's like it's. I don't. Eight? Is it an important event to know the number in the movie? I mean, I watched the movie and everything. So I'm wondering.
Is it an important thing to know any trivia, you dumbass?
Wow.
Like, why are you, like, questioning my
anger.
Questions here?
I'm only asking. I wasn't even coming at you with a tone.
No, you dumbass. No, you're condescending. Well, why should we know that? Do you know anything?
Well, because certain things are trivia questions because they should be known. And so I'm wondering if this is an important part of the movie that I missed. I'm asking out of ignorance. I don't remember why that number was significant because there's a lot of stuff that happened in The Hobbit.
42.
No, it's not 42.
69.
No, it's not 69.
50. Yeah, I mean,
what's your favorite number, Danny?
13.
There you go.
Well, I mean, did you know this before the question?
Yeah.
Why would you remember 13?
Because I watch movies and I pay attention to details.
You count the number of hobbits when you're watching the
really?
Movie?
Dwarves, sir. All right.
Well, how many Ewoks? How many Ewoks were in the Endor fire scene?
Seven.
I mean, really? I mean, it's one thing if it means something.
They literally name every single dwarf as they're going through that. And they're talking to every single one of them as they're introducing him. And they're coming into his home at the very beginning.
There's a lot of characters in that movie.
Are they dwarves or are they hobbits? I'm really confused.
They're the dwarves that are helping him along his journey because they need to go and reclaim the treasure from Smaug.
Yes. I'm going to just say this right now.
They needed Bilbo to make it 14 so that they wouldn't be unlucky. I don't know if that's
true. Now, I could understand being a good clue. I could understand that. But then what about, if there were 13 dwarves, didn't they have, what's his face traveling with them? Gandalf? Didn't he go with them too? That would have made 15, right? So what do they need him for, as far as the 13?
I don't know.
Rev's got no answer for me.
I didn't even say that thing. Steve sent a texter that did that.
Yes. I know, but
and
I'm asking you.
And you took that for a thing. Oh, why should I know that?
Because you said you pay attention to movies.
Yeah, the number of dwarves, you jerk.
That's the only thing you look at in movies.
That was the only thing I was asking in this question.
But I mean...
You're another word that rhymes with Bilbo.
Yeah. Bilbo? What's another word that rhymes with Bilbo?
I got it.
Think really hard there.
Well, I know of a phallic thing.
Well, there you go.
That rhymes with, like, Ildo. It doesn't rhyme with Bilbo.
It's close enough. If you're a rapper,
Oh, my God, BJ. You're, like, the worst person in the world. Like, literally, I hate you. Like,
I'm glad
hate him for this?
Yes. Like, seriously.
You hate.
I wish I had a Bilbo to throw at you right now.
I hate terrorists.
I mean,
I don't know. BJ's a trivia terrorist.
Hey, Steve, here's the question. How many tribbles fell on Captain Kirk in the episode The Trouble with Tribbles? Now, attention, and I counted all of them.
Okay, so how many are there?
I did. This is a stupid question. That's why I'm making fun of you.
Well, you don't even know the answer.
Who would count on the tribbles? Count on the tribbles. That's the point. I mean, this.
Count them in the movie.
Are you stupid?
Or are you just trying to be stupid to prove a stupid point that you can't even prove, you stupid?
They actually go, that's one dwarf, two dwarf, three dwarf, or they just name them all? One thing to name them all, but did they actually count them by number 1, 2, 3, 4? Did they do that? If they did, then you have a point.
Yes, they did. Go watch the movie. Google it, nerd.
I don't need to.
Is it on YouTube? Can we find it on YouTube?
Probably.
Oh, we need this.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Yeah. I mean, Snow White.
Song.
Yeah, Snow White, they said there were seven dwarves. I did,
Did they say seven in the movie?
Well, they do in the title. I feel like
that's part of their name.
I mean, it's really kind of like,
dwarves.
Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. I mean, if you don't know that, you kind of miss the whole title. You know what I mean? Like the Three Stooges, you go, how many Stooges are there? You go, I don't really know. It's like,
there's actually more than Three Stooges.
Is true. But I mean, in every given episode, there's only three.
Somebody said that this dwarf question, you guys argued about the same question last time Rev asked it.
I'm going to keep doing it then.
And Rev said, I don't think I've asked this before. And I'm like, I'm sure you have, because this is...
You didn't even know the answer.
I don't remember.
That's right, because no human should know the answer unless they're an idiot.
Or pay attention.
Yeah, you pay attention to stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm an idiot for paying attention to stuff.
Okay. All right, well, how many Ewoks died? How about that? How many Ewoks died?
Yeah, don't bring Ewoks into this conversation or I'm going to start hating you too.
Oh, please.
And until you know the answers, BJ, don't ask me dumb questions like that.
You're not even
good at trivia.
So, what's the point of asking questions if I already know the answer? So that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
When you're a trivia host...
Oh, all right. Yeah, get out.
Go host your own thing.
I kind of do. It's called the BJ and Mix Show.
How many BJs are on this show?
13 in a row.
Well, we're done with this fine topic. I'm excited to move on to anything at this point.
Mom, Steve, Dad, please stop fighting. We just texted in.
Please do me a favor, Steve. Please
I still
get this.
Have to eat breakfast.
Write the number 13 on your hand and just keep it and look in your hand whenever he asks a question you don't get and hope the 13's the answer. So he never asks that question.
I think Danny has it tattooed on his body, the number 13. So I'll just, use him.
Yeah, I'll just flash you when you need it.
Please.
Oh, my God. All righty. Well, you know what time it is? It's time for Listeners on the Loose. That's what time it is. Please save us from ourselves. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Honestly, whatever you want to talk about, it's going to be better than this. We got your calls. We got your texts. We'll do that at 920 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999, Listeners on the Loose. And what do you want to say? Whatever it is, just make sure whatever it is, you follow C's rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, we got the gong and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Chris in Seattle. Chris, you are on The Rock.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey.
Not too much, buddy. What you got for us?
So earlier this week, you were talking about ridiculous ways that you got hurt.
Yes. How about
and,
you?
This is a succession of things that happened over a couple of months. So the first thing that happened, my brother and I used to want to be professional wrestlers.
Nice.
And all he did, I'm not even kidding, all he did was put me in a headlock before my dad yelled at us to knock it off. The next morning, I couldn't even get out of bed. My legs wouldn't move.
Oh, damn. What did he do to you? I mean, how bad was it that he put you in the headlock?
He sprained my back, my left knee, and my left ankle.
All with the headlock?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That was a severe headlock. Your father knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he's got to loosen up on that headlock.
So, but being, I think I was in like fifth grade, being pretty resilient, I was able to, you know, just walk and move around like I normally would. And a few days later, the school was hosting a thing at the skating rink back when those were still a thing. And I was doing a race competition, and I slipped and fell and tried to brace myself, and I broke my wrist.
Oh, damn.
And then
there you go. You've got more?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
A couple weeks after I got the cast off, so about 2 months later, my grandma had these like pieces of cement in her yard that she wanted to get rid of, and had us kids like throw them in her garbage can, like one of the ones with the wheels, which is totally illegal, by the way.
Yeah, and those garbage cans are illegal. You're absolutely right. Oh, you mean throwing the concrete in garbage? Okay, I got you.
Yeah. But I tried to, you know, get it on its wheels and roll it away, and the thing just backed up and smashed on my legs.
All right.
So, yeah.
I think we're learning a valuable lesson just not to be anywhere near you any point when you have an idea.
And yeah, I think that's a good call, Steve. Very, very good call. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. You pick the topic, you guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose.
Oh, somebody wants to say sorry, BJ, but they go, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I am. They go back to the Hobbit question or the Bilbo Baggins thing that we argued about, or not we, you and Rev. But they said, sorry, BJ, they do say indeed that there are 13 dwarves in the movie, in the book, and in the cartoon. The lucky number was one of Bilbo's nicknames in the cartoon because Gandalf didn't want 13 people bringing bad luck to his quest. Hence, Bilbo, the lucky number, number 14.
Okay. Well, when I originally asked, was there some significance? And that's all I asked. I wasn't saying there wasn't any significance. I wanted to know if there was some because I didn't remember any.
Can we stop hating each other now?
Yeah. I mean, let me ask you, Steve, is that worthy of a trivia question that you think that everybody should know? Oh, all right. Or has a chance to know. That's what I was trying to find out. Because with trivia, you have to have a chance to know the answer. I mean, you know, I could ask you, you know, how many aliens were in a scene in a movie? You know, I mean, why would you know that unless it was a significant thing? And apparently it is.
Well, now I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
Yeah, hopefully we never have to answer that question again, though.
Oh, I hope we do so we can argue about it again, because I guarantee I won't get it right.
Yeah, I'm a sci-fi geek and a fantasy geek, but I just like, how many average human beings know that? That's what I'm wondering, you know, and you know, or even have a chance to know that.
We have more important things to talk about, BJ. We got a text, a review of the Dick's chocolate shake, the spicy chocolate shake.
Oh, I heard somebody close to us had one.
Well, a texter as well. They said, here's my review of the spicy chocolate shake from Dick's because it was available on Cinco de Mayo. Tasted like chai tea with a kick.
Which is funny because chai tea for me kind of has an horchata flavor. If you've ever had horchata.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Have you ever been to like an authentic Mexican place and they have like white, like a white beverage?
No.
Yes.
Okay. That's horchata.
I've never drank it, but I've seen
it. Yes. It's like it's made from rice water and it has cinnamon in it. It is delicious. It's
rice water makes me not want to try it.
Yeah, but if you've ever had rum chata, it's the same thing.
My mom's obsessed with rum chata right now.
I mean, you could always add rum to it. Just trust me, it's delicious.
Okay.
But it has that flavor. It's chocolate mixed with horchata with that kick at the end. It was so good.
So chai tea and horchata seem to have a similar vibe to it then, apparently.
Similar
huh?
spices.
Ah. Huh. Hmm. Do I want that? Do I want that in a cold drink? Ooh, I don't know.
I think so. Like, you only get the kick towards the end. So when you're savoring the chocolate and, like, that cinnamon taste, like, you'll get that, and then you'll get the kick, like, right when you're done.
Awesome. Well, next Cinco de Mayo, we should get one, because I don't think it's available. I think it was only available for one day.
Yeah. Yep. You guys missed out.
Oh, well.
I love that you went and got it.
I know. I was driving it, like, I was like, I'm really hungry. What do I want? I'm like, oh, I know what I'm going to get. I had to.
That was a good call.
What else did you get then?
Well, I got two deluxes and a fry. Nice. So we save a deluxe for later.
See, I was more of a deluxe and two fry guy, but now I think I'm more of a two deluxe, two fry guy.
Ain't no shame in that game, man.
Wow.
They're that good.
Do you save it for later? You want to at least say that?
Yeah, I save it for later after I finish my first deluxe and my two fries.
Yeah,
I
guess
5 minutes is later.
Yeah. Right.
That's a good point. Yeah, 5 minutes is later.
Well, like anytime I would get Dick's when I lived in Seattle, it was always after a night of drinking. So you would always order at least one extra one. So you would eat one at night. And then when you'd wake up hungover, you would eat the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been my order. It's just my order to this day.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
Somebody want to know what's the status with the turtles on the Billboard boys?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yes, does somebody really want to know that? Because I really don't want to know
I made
that.
It up. I just wanted to talk about the turtles.
What's So is it finally realized it's a stupid idea, therefore the status is it's dead, officially done?
You're right. It's such a stupid idea, we would never make any kind of production for it.
Ride the turtle.
What?
Yes, BJ.
We got the big boy rock voice to actually do that. We pay him, you know. Why are we paying him to do that? We had him do more than one. Malcolm literally had to do more. Oh, God, what a waste of company funds.
I didn't ask for it. Our production guy, Taz, just thought it would be funny.
Okay. Oh, well, you know what? Ever since Ryan Castle like officially took over and became the new guy, this is not... We are misappropriating funds. There's going to be an investigation.
Ride the turtle.
Oh, that sounds really ballsy.
What a dumb idea. And it hurts me that my son came up with this.
Your son thought it would be funny if he was ever on a billboard where he was riding a turtle wearing a cowboy hat. And so we took it one step further and thought it would be even funnier if the entire show was riding a turtle with a cowboy hat on as well. And there's artwork being made, things happening. But BJ, there is good news for you. It does not look likely that we're going to be on a billboard because billboards are expensive.
And
so unless if somebody's willing to give us their billboard or put it up on a digital billboard, we're not going to see it on a billboard, but
yes.
Many people want that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
What do you mean, many people? Who wants this on a t-shirt?
I counted at least six, now seven texters.
Oh, were there 13? Were they dwarves?
Yes.
Is that all of the people want?
We need to get the 14th to make it lucky, but
right. Yeah,
coming soon.
Okay.
We will have.
Yeah.
Ride.
Oh, is that what we're going to have?
The turtle.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
T-shirts.
I would, I don't know if I've gone on record with this, but I'd like to go on record and say this is a stupid idea.
That's why we're doing it, BJ.
Oh, well, good.
This is solely to troll you.
Well, if we're spending money on the big boy voice and we're getting t-shirts just to troll me, then this company's in serious trouble. And Ryan Castle, I mean, come on, how can we authorize this?
People want it, BJ, and we're givers.
Yeah,
and it's time to give up the body for the people.
There's only the only way that you're going to be able to sell these T-shirts is that people will just want to troll me and just have it be a big success to troll me, because this is not going to be a success.
That's a great selling point. You like pissing off BJ?
No.
Buy one of our shirts.
Works for me.
Coming soon to the Rock Shop.
Rev's going to have like 10 of them.
Yeah. Dude, every morning he's going to buy a new one.
One for every day.
Yeah, that's great.
Don't waste your money on stocks. Buy T-shirts to piss off BJ.
To the moon.
That's it. To the moon.
Yeah, alrighty. That's
and
wonderful.
You hold on to that T-shirt for dear life.
I can't. You know what, Vicky? This might be one T-shirt that I don't ask for. You know, I ask for a lot of.
You don't want a T-shirt of yourself riding a turtle?
Yeah, that's a dumb idea. Yeah. Why would I want that? Then I would look in the mirror.
Vicky, what did you say?
You're a dumb idea.
Someone says, I'm buying one for me and BJ. Next person says, F yes, I want the Ride the Turtle shirt from Shane and Chehalis. Another person, yes, the turtle riding T-shirts of the morning show, KISW, I'd buy that shirt.
BJ, our listeners really aren't that bright.
You always have to wait for the T-shirts. This one's going to be like under your pillow when you wake up.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, there's no way anyone's getting near my home.
So well, I would totally buy one of those Ride the Turtle T-shirts and sport it for everyone to see.
Okay.
I'd even get one for my whole damn family.
Yes. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. You know what? Double down. Everybody, double down on the dumbest idea in the history of this industry.
So it says, I agree with BJ. This is stupid.
Thank you. Finally.
You guys should start a GoFundMe for the billboard.
So they still want the billboard.
What happened to the guy that was going to give you the billboard, Steve? Wasn't that a guy that said he had a billboard?
I don't know what's going on with that guy. But, you know, if he's willing to still give it to us, I mean, I don't know how that works, BJ.
Well, and even that guy thought, well, I said I'd do it because who would ever thought they would act on this stupid idea? And now he's in trouble because you're doing it.
But what's better than a billboard? A bunch of rockaholics walking around wearing that T-shirt.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What's better than a bunch of rockaholics walking around with that T-shirt and better than a billboard? Nobody doing anything about this stupid idea. That's what's really better. I can't wait to talk to Malcolm next live day and ask him, is he just a hoe? And he'll do anything anybody asks him. Because, I mean, he's got standards, I thought.
So I said, BJ, didn't you make a T-shirt with Steve in bed with his dog? Ride the turtle, BJ. That's true. You guys took a picture of me cuddling with Lucy, my old dog, and made it into a shirt.
Well, do remember that we had...
Oh, you don't remember this stuff? Danny wasn't here for that.
No, it was a long, long time ago.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. That was even before me.
Yeah. They got a picture of me, and I was... It's my accent that I took it. I showed it to someone on our show, and they kept it. And it was just me in bed cuddling with my dog.
Yeah.
And then they turned it into a T-shirt and just said, it's a simple master-dog relationship.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah.
The worst was going to, like, a Goodwill, and I saw it in there once.
That's funny.
Like, ugh.
There may have been some Photoshop of candles to make it look like a romantic moment. There might have been some lingerie strewn around.
That's right. They Photoshopped lingerie on the bedpost and candles as well.
It was a very disturbing image because Lucy, his former dog, up at the Rainbow Bridge now. I mean, she was a very big dog and was lying in the bed like a human. And he had
spooning.
His arm
around. Oh, yeah. You're totally spooning. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we thought, this is a disturbing picture. And
I thought it was adorable.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
Did you buy the T-shirt for him? From Goodwill?
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm not wasting my money on that.
You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Or if you call us and text at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Again, a few texts about this saying, hey, guys, I hope no one has to travel north because traffic on I-5 stinks. Also, cool. South as well. It's just an S show because it's an accident, I guess, by I-90 near us. So going south is a disaster. But I guess in Fife, there was this awful accident that happened earlier. And northbound I-5 was closed a couple hours ago. I don't know if it's open.
Yeah, it's still closed at the Fife curve. I've been looking at the traffic cams, and they've completely shut it down, and they're diverting at Fife. Northbound only. Southbound looks okay.
I don't know if you've seen the accident, BJ, but man, it's like one semi crash into another.
Oh, damn. Oh, God. That's down by Fife?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. Oh, happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, drive safe, everyone.
Hope you don't have to be anywhere.
Happy Friday. Yeah, it is completely peace out. No one's getting anywhere. Damn. All right.
Perfect reason not to wear any pants. Don't leave your house.
Yeah, I thought about that. Hate to agree with you, but you may be right. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
So I said, guys, I need to admit to something and get this off my chest.
All right.
I hate to admit this, but I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
Whoa.
No, it's all good. Neither have I.
People will quote or ask me if I remember a scene from the movie, and I just lie and go along with it. Any of you guys have a movie that everyone has seen that you have not?
Pretty much every movie for me.
So many. I think the one that always comes up is, what's the one with the goose and Maverick?
Top Gun.
Oh, Top Gun.
Yeah. I know enough about it because people talk about it, so I'm able to be like, oh, I've heard about that scene, but I'm not going to lie and say I've seen it. I haven't seen it.
That's another one. For either I didn't see it, Steve, or I saw it once and remember nothing about it because I didn't really like the movie that much. I'm with you on that. The Top Gun thing does nothing for me.
You know what the funny thing is? Early Tom Cruise movies, not about those. Like, I mean, there's some that are okay. I mean, there's some like decent scenes or okay movies, but like, I really became a Tom Cruise fan when he started doing like Mission Impossible and all these ridiculous action films.
Yeah.
And I think the real reason why Top Gun was so good, besides the erotic volleyball scene,
that's the part I watch on YouTube.
Right.
At least once a week.
Is the Top Gun NES game. We used to play that when I was a kid.
Oh, that was so hard.
It was so hard. I thought it was just because I was little. Okay, I feel better now.
No, it's terrible.
It was awful.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
It was so bad, but I loved it. I loved the music. It was so fun, Until You Die.
Yeah, for me, until recently, it was The Princess Bride. I would always fake my way through people talking about that. But then I finally watched it, and I was very, very impressed with how well it held up.
Yeah.
I just thought, this is going to be a struggle. I can't believe we're going to have to watch this, but I probably should. And then I was like, wow, I really enjoy this movie. And I thought, man, that's something for a movie that's got to be, what, 40 years old? At least?
Is it 40? No, I think 30. I
felt like it. Well, you may be right, Steve, but I feel like it came out in the early 80s.
It's not a huge difference, but yeah.
1987.
87.
So oh, okay. It's a little later than I thought. All right. Not 40 yet, everybody.
That's a movie that people always are shocked that I say I haven't seen because it features Andre the Giant. And everyone's like, well, Andre the Giant's in it. I'm like, well, I will watch most movies that have wrestlers, and I will definitely watch every movie that the WWE has produced, but I just have never gotten around to watching that one.
I don't think you'll like it.
You're probably right.
It's farcical humor and nonsensical at times. And also it's, it's a period piece taking place in like King Arthur times, if you will. So I just can't see you digging it.
A lot of people are texting about the traffic situation. Someone just said, stay away from Puyallup. The traffic's going through Puyallup as well. All main roads are plugged solid. Good luck getting home, Steve.
Yeah, stay away from Puyallup, Steve. You have no reason to go there.
Oh, gosh.
No, I don't need to see my kid today. That's fine. Thanks, people. So I said I tried leaving my house on the east side of Tacoma at 8:10. I'm still in downtown Puyallup trying to get to Tequila. What a nightmare.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
still
how will
shut
you
down?
Do you have a path? What does Google tell you if you just plug in your home, Steve, on your phone? Do you have a way to get there?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't even know.
I'm trying to think of how you would get home, and it's like, hey.
I'll get home slowly. I could definitely do that.
Can you get the 167? I mean, can you go that way?
Well, right now it's going to be a bitch just to get on the freeway because it's moving so damn slow.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's only 55 minutes to get home. Only. That's adding only 10 more minutes than my usual commute getting home.
This is why you just need to buy a helicopter, Steve.
Yep. My friend Carl has one.
There you go.
Carl?
Yeah.
Carl?
Come on, Carl.
Yeah.
Damn it, Carl, get in the copter.
I got to just hit him up. I was supposed to see him later anyway.
Can you
just float by and pick me up?
Hey, let's do lunch. Can you pick me up on your copter?
Hey, Steve, did you eat that no-name cake that I gave you?
I did.
Oh, it's too bad because you'd have something to bribe him with. Because, I mean, I would pick you up in a copter for a no-name cake. Listeners on the loose, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
Yeah, someone said, I just checked my Google Maps. It just tells me to go F myself.
Yeah, Google Maps has gotten real sassy these days. Not sure why.
Texts are coming in about movies that people have never seen. Said, I've watched 3/4 of Scarface last weekend for the first time. Fell asleep. Don't know why people think it's good. I don't get it. That's got to be a movie that just moves kind of slow now compared to like back in the day.
I don't think it dates itself well. Or I should say it holds up very well, and because it's just slow. We're just too accustomed to seeing like crazy stuff and all sorts of stuff. If you're going to be slow, you've really got to be pretty amazingly slow.
Which is funny because it's a movie about Coke.
Yeah.
So you think it would speed by.
Yeah.
See, I've never seen that one, Goodfellas, or The Godfather. Honestly, I get them all confused which is which sometimes. Because they're all kind of the same in my head. Because I've never seen them.
Yeah, and The Godfather is kind of slow, and compared to Goodfellas, I think, though, still has got a good pace. I think that movie holds up.
I saw that one time, and it was like a 2.5-hour movie with like commercials on TNT or something. And I might want to watch this, and I was out.
Really?
Goodfellas?
Not because it's a bad movie, but just because I saw how long it was going to be with commercials and everything, so it just kind of turned me off.
Yeah.
It says you it's a 2.5-hour movie normally.
Oh, so maybe that was just normal.
Well, they were, and then that means they cut stuff out, which, I don't know, man. That movie, I think you want to watch it without the commercials, and you don't want to have anything cut out. I think it's, and that's my opinion about Goodfellas. It's a good flick. And The Godfather's a classic, but I think you got to love the genre. You've got to understand the pacing, because that was the first movie was made in 72. That's a long time ago. I mean, it's tough to ask a younger person who's accustomed to the way stuff's done today to sit back and really dredge through that. You almost have to do it as a history lesson, or you have to be a film buff or a film student, I think, to watch The Godfather. I know that's sacrilege to a lot of people, but I think if you want someone to watch a mob movie, Goodfellas is a better recommendation.
Ooh, somebody has a little bit of a story about the Acropolis, because we were talking about that earlier today.
Ooh, it's too slow at the Acropolis. They really need to... What's that?
They need to speed things up there as well.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine has a duplex by the Acropolis and rents out the other half to a couple of strippers that work at the Acropolis.
Oh, that's a good thing.
He installed a stripper pole in his bedroom, so rent is negotiable.
Wow, I don't even know what to say about that.
Wow.
Cheaper rent. That doesn't sound creepy, does it?
No.
Oh, no.
Not at all. I mean, look, if everybody's...
Rent's expensive, so if I gotta dance on a pole, let me see the pole.
Yeah. What am I doing in this business that I could actually rent out rooms, put in stripper poles, and get paid that way? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't need to make any money off of these apartments. I just need to get some action.
It pays itself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what kind of an entrepreneur that is, but well, good luck to you, sir. And some people also might call the police on you. So I don't know how I would be telling. I don't know if I'd be telling everybody that's how I negotiate rent.
Oh, the old barter days.
Yeah, the old barter days. Yeah, back in the 1600s, old barter days.
Bringing it back, baby.
Bringing it all back. Oh. It's what you got?
Oh, someone wanted a question for all of us. And,
all right, here we go.
You've been kidnapped. 30 minutes later, your kidnapper dumps you on the street because you won't stop talking about what?
Oh, geez, board games.
Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, he's going to throw me right out in the street.
Everything that's coming out in the Marvel Cinematic Universe in the next few years and all the recent movies and shows that have come out and what it means. Mm-hmm. I go crazy. Like, give me, like, a big whiteboard with pens and, like, the little string and how everything is attached. Oh, I go crazy.
Yeah, you get out of my car.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah, I'm kind of seeing, I'm one of those people to kidnap Vicky right now, as a matter of fact, just to get her out of the studio.
Whiskey. I can go on and on about whiskey and different kinds of whiskey and the different kinds I've tried before and the bars I tried them at. It's fantastic.
Hmm. For me, I probably my Crocs. Dungeons and... No, not Crocs.
The band Orgy.
Wow, you know me so well. Yeah, I would say if I want to get kicked out because I'm being kidnapped, I'll just talk about my D&D paladin.
What?
Dungeons and Dragons, my role-playing character. He's a tiefling paladin. I think he's level 9 right now.
Why'd you ask, Danny? I mean, now we're going to have to get him kidnapped.
I thought he said a bad word. I had to make sure.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Also, I want to wish us a happy Dongsgiving.
Yeah!
Oh! Is this the anniversary?
Today's Dongsgiving. I made us dong-shaped no-name cakes.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, that was a year ago?
Dude, how crazy is that?
Wow!
And how crazy someone remembered that it's Dongsgiving today.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the first Friday of every May.
Yeah. Damn it, we already failed 1 year in.
Yeah, we're really good at keeping these things.
All right, next year. We took a year
next
off.
Next year, we'll bring it back.
Yeah, took really a year off.
Or just go home and have dong-shaped food on your own.
I'll just get a sushi roll.
There you go.
Nice!
I got some popsicles at home.
Or a corn dog.
You two are the laziest event planners for celebrations ever. Just go do that and that's our celebration. Okay.
It's you can celebrate really however you want.
Yeah, that is the lazy man's way of saying, whatever, I just don't want to put effort into anything. Do what you want. Have a holiday, don't have a holiday.
Have you not forgotten a holiday once before in your life? I mean, forgot this after Christmas got deemed a holiday. I'm sure like the next year people might have forgotten.
Yeah. Was the baby Jesus being born, though, back in those days. I feel like that was a big deal.
I feel
like people wouldn't forget that, like the Savior came and all that, and the three wise men were like, hey, look, we gave him some Frankenstein, and I think he's a happy kid now.
Fair.
Yeah. Also, PSA to everyone out there, it's Mother's Day on Sunday, so you should probably get something.
See, that's why my mind was on Mother's Day, and I completely forgot about Dongsgiving.
I can make a dong loaf, then it'll be perfect.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to just celebrate the way Vicky celebrates. I'll tell my wife, you know what, do it.
Go get yourself your own popsicles because I'm not doing it for you. Wait.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, really, is that what you're going to do that for Mother's Day when your mom, you're going to look your mom square in the eye and go, oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, you know, you go do something for yourself.
My mind was totally focused on Mother's Day, not focused on Dongsgiving, unfortunately.
Oh, wow, Steve. There you go. Your big holiday that you created, Steve, she picked Mother's Day over that.
Yeah, you know what? We clearly picked the wrong time to do it. Should we change it? Like we can change it since we already screwed this up. Is there another month that would make more sense than May?
For Dongsgiving?
Yes.
What's the longest month?
Steve?
Or February for the shortest month.
Oh, jeez. And it's already passed. We just have to wait till next year.
Yeah, right?
Well, I guess if you want to have an accurate celebration, February would be the one.
All in favor for Dongsgiving being celebrated in February, say aye.
Aye!
All opposed?
Yes. All right. Hey,
let's
make it easy on ourselves and say on February 29th. That way, if we forget, we'll go, well, actually, it's a leap year, so we've got to wait for the leap year.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we only have to celebrate it once every 4 years.
Yeah, the lowest maintenance holiday. Yeah. Oh, we're not going to remember, but, you know, at least that way we only have to, you know, be giving grief about it every 4 years.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we're really putting a lot of effort into the things that we create.
Well, look, we have a lot of things to worry about, most importantly.
Ride.
You can only handle so many things in a day, BJ.
You're absolutely right. There are priorities.
We have a t-shirt to pump out that's going to feature all of us riding turtles wearing cowboy hats.
Yeah. Well, all of these great creations, all in one mind.
Ride the turtle.
Right. I like turtles.
Yeah. Can't wait. Well, it is, I think it's time to answer a big question that has nothing to do with Dongsgiving or a turtle, but has to do with our boy Ryan Castle.
Yeah.
What do Ryan Castle and a slip and slide have in common? You're going to find out at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock, Seattle. Well, if you plan on tuning into the Olympics this summer, if they have one, you might catch some wicked slip and slide action.
Finally, it's an Olympic sport.
Well, no, I wish it was, but no, it's going to be an after show thing. I guess NBC is doing this reality competition. It's called the Ultimate Slip and Slide. And they're going to premiere it immediately following the Olympic closing ceremony on Sunday, August 8th.
Awesome.
And love the host, Bobby Moynihan. You remember him from Saturday Night Live and also Mr. Mayor. And comedian Ron Funches. They're going to be the hosts of this.
Nice.
Do you remember we watched that thing? Like, it was on ESPN, I think, while we were at a radio convention. It was like on, like, they did like the whole thing with the Ocho and they had the slip and slide, but it was going up steps. And I was, that was one of the most fun things I've watched on television. I'm in for watching the ultimate slip and slide.
Oh, yeah. And these are, a lot of these are going to be actual slides rather than just the slippery piece of plastic as the people are doing what they've got to do. One's going to be 65 feet tall.
Oh.
Got challenges like the human bong, body bowling, and cornhole. So you know.
Yeah, this is
very mature.
Very, very mature. Speaking of that, Ryan Castle, he's up next. He's got your 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
How have you gotten out of speeding tickets? What excuse did you use or someone you know?
I'll let you out of your ticket if you can tell me the Ninja Turtle with the red mask.
Crap. Let me see if I can do it.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, man.
Oh,
come on, Steve.
Man.
You got this.
Come on,
Michelangelo.
Steve.
Michelangelo.
Oh,
I
got
the ticket.
Oh, so disappointed.
Oh, Raphael.
Yeah. Good job, buddy.
Still got a ticket.
No, damn it.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're talking, when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.